listening to Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network. I'm Roland Smith. Carl Sabatino is on assignment and filling in this particular day is our good friend Alan Marcus. You know, just listening to that beat just a minute ago, I sounded like maybe one of your heart monitors that...
Well, that's the first time somebody said I have one. No,
Indeed you do, and I'm delighted that you're here. Alan is a public relations specialist, a global community based out of New Jersey. He's also one of the finest political analysts that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And, you know, people who make a living as political analysts, which you don't, you kind of do this as a fun part-time thing.
It's fun, sure.
Give
me a small clue.
I'll give you a clue. Okay. Should we do charades here? Or can we do charades on radio?
Well, yeah, but this isn't TV, Rowan. It's radio,
oh,
so it would be boring.
Got it. Analyst NBC died.
Tim Russert.
You and Tim Russert were good friends.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Tim Russert was a speechwriter for Mario Cuomo. He wrote the famous speech that Cuomo delivered at the 1984 Democratic Convention, which almost carried him to a nomination in 84, 88, and 92.
Yeah. Why do you think that Mario Cuomo never decided to run?
I always felt that Mario Cuomo wanted to be begged. You know, Mario Cuomo used to say that there's poetry, the campaign is poetry, and government is prose. And there wasn't a lot of substance to Mario Cuomo, in all due respect. When he passed, I was called by a number of reporters, and I said, name one thing Mario Cuomo did. And they couldn't think of anything except get reelected and the 1984 speech at the Democratic National Convention.
But that can't be true. I mean, he did a lot of good, particularly for New York
State.
Name
one thing.
I can't.
Well, that's the problem.
I'm old. I don't remember these things.
There were always the terrible rumors that Cuomo that he was concerned about something being dug up in his past.
Right.
He had been elected governor three times. He ran four times. I think if it was going to be dug up, it would have been dug up during one of those runs. He had a lot of enemies. You know, he had run quite a bit. I don't think that was the problem. I think he was Hamlet. He just really didn't want to do it.
Well, you know, we have here in the studio a guest we've been talking to, Judge Herb Stern, and
he's no Hamlet,
Horatio, perhaps.
Perhaps.
And then Sean Tully, who is the editor at large at Fortune Magazine, senior editor, as I recall. And we've got about a minute and a half to make an introduction of Sean, and then we'll bring everybody back and we'll have the next few segments where we're all talking.
This is a real treat for our listeners. Sean Tully is probably the finest financial journalist in the country today. He's incredibly highly regarded. He writes most of the cover stories for Fortune magazine. He predicted the last three economic turndowns in America. He's got the credit for that. Of course, he has never once predicted anything good happening, but you know, that just may be in his nature. He has interviewed such diverse people as Imelda Marcos, Mark Rich, and every money center bank chairman in the country. He's the expert. We're lucky to have him with us today, and we should ask him about oil.
We will do that. Now, is there anything, Sean, that Alan left out that you can tell me in then 20 seconds?
Geez, with that kind of an introduction, I'm going to step off stage.
Sean, you're also with the captain of the Princeton tennis team, and that should be noted, and wrote the Sports Illustrated Guide to Tennis.
So it's all, I would imagine, it's all true.
Yeah, some of it's true, but Alan is a great promoter, so we're not going to have go through all the corrections, but I'm very flattered.
Well, we have a spin cycle here that Alan is very good at, and we will do so. So we will continue with Alan Marcus, Judge Herb Stern, Sean Tully, and I'm Roland Smith. Carl is on assignment, so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
America.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This speed skater's record-shattering performance at the 1980 Olympics has never been equal. He's the only Olympian in history to win all five skating events.
A new world and Olympic record for Eric Heiden.
So where is Eric Heiden now? After leaving the world of speed skating, Eric searched for a new challenge. He became a cyclist, eventually racing in the 1986 Tour de France. He graduated from Stanford Medical School in 1991 and is now a practicing orthopedist. Eric served as the team doctor for the NBA's Sacramento Kings as well as the Monarchs of the WNBA.
He broke the old Olympic record. Remember the name. Your grandchildren will certainly hear it. Eric Heiden.
Eric Heiden, unsurpassed on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. A press release by the EPA says it'll be bringing in NASA to build a special facility to handle the massive volume of deadly cancer-causing perchlorate leaching into the city of Pasadena and parts of Los Angeles' drinking water supply. Nearly a quarter of a million people live within 4 miles of the JPL Superfund site, and 70,000 people drink water from nearby wells. Perchlorate, a component of solid rocket fuel and some fertilizers, affects the thyroid gland and causes myriad destruction to the human body. It was NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory that's been dumping this on top of America's second largest city's groundwater system for decades. The 176-acre Superfund site will treat the water, then retreat it with chlorine, then dump it back into the city's water system. For some reason, people from L.A. don't want to drink from it. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.